It's time now for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by McDonald's Food and Family Center in the Northgate Shopping Center, Bad Axe, by Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Axe and Carroll, by More Motor Sales of Carroll, the minivan capital of the Thumb, and by Chiller's Grill of Bad Axe, the new hotspot of the high school sports world. Now here's your host, Clark Ramsey.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Coach's Corner on WLEW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. High school football is only one day away. I'm so excited I can barely sleep. On today's show, it's a little bit of a different format than what we were used to over the past 2 weeks. We're going to be doing a small recap in preparation for tomorrow's kickoff of all six coaches we were able to get a hold of from the region and basically do a best of show for you. So we will be hearing from Bad Axe's head coach Mark Minetti, Caseville, Drew Lepick, Cass City, Scott Cuthrell, Harbor Beach, Troy Shelkey, North Huron, Travis Fisher, and Ubley, Dave Kaufman. All coming up in the next few minutes. Don't miss it on WLEW Sports. It's the Coach's Corner. We'll be back after this.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
Come to More Motor Sales in Carroll for this summer clearance event. Save on Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep. The 2013s are arriving daily, and right now that means great savings on the 2012s. Buy a Dodge Grand Caravan for under $22,000. See the all-new Dodge Dart for as low as $15,995. Plus, we also have the 2013 Ford Escape, a winner in the segment of small crossover utility with athletic driving dynamics and plenty of useful high-tech features. All now at More Motor Sales, M81 in Carroll.
And welcome back to the Coach's Corner here on WLEW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. Today, a recap of the best of the six coaches we got a hold of over the past 2 weeks with the football season only one day away. First, we're going to recap Bad Axe. Last year, they lost some key players, especially a four-year starter in Spencer Kelly, to graduation, but they are now returning their quarterback and appear to have a pretty solid backfield for the offense. Here's the interview we had with Mark Minetti, the head coach for the Bad Axe Hatchets, on his returning players.
Well, the first thing we did this year, we got our numbers up. We're up to 28 kids on the varsity, and Ben Braden will be the quarterback, and we're looking for some big things out of him. Phil Belpierre, he's a senior. We moved him back to the fullback spot. Nick Crotchin, a junior, he'll be running the halfback for us and linebacker on defense, and we've got a whole slew of running backs that are pretty good. Dylan White was there for us last year playing corner and halfback. Seth Geiger. So we feel pretty comfortable with that group. And plus we picked up one kid. His name's Mitch Kennedy. He's been really showing some things in practice. So we're pretty happy with that part right now.
A very positive sign with Mark May now in his second season at the helm and his whole coaching staff in position in Bad Axe. Especially with some large numbers, the largest squad they've seen in just quite a few number of years late as of recent. So we will see how they do. One interesting thing, like I pointed out in the first time, is they don't have a home game beyond the month of September. So Bad Axe, as long as they get out to an early start, they should do pretty well down the road. Now we stay in the West and we move south to Cass City, where Scott Cuthrell is back at the helm for the Redhawks. He used to be the head coach a few years ago and is making his return. This Cass City squad last year was just a few plays away from winning a few more games. Where they turn the corner this year or not, that's up to the head coach, Scott Cuthrell. Here's his interview from a few weeks ago on the Coach's Corner.
Last season, you know, one thing that they did lose some tight ball games at the end, and one thing that we're trying to, you know, work for is get back to playing four quarters of football. They lost, a good running back, Josh Jensen, graduated. Starting quarterback, Ethan Nickel. He graduated. Morgan Erla, they had some nice talent. Definitely going to be a loss with some of those seniors.
One thing concerning Coach Cuthrell is his numbers. He only has 18 on his squad, and injuries always a factor down the season.
We we feel we're very talented. But anytime you're at that 18, any given week, you know, if someone goes down, then we got to rotate 3 to 4 kids just to get, you know, so they know their position. So that is a concern. And but I think we'll, you know, keep our fingers crossed when, you know, get through this season.
Dakota Harto will be the quarterback for the Cass City Redhawks this year. He's a junior, but he will have 2 varsity experienced tailbacks keeping him company in the backfield, as well as a fellow junior coming up with Harto. Now we shift our attention to the NCTL. The entire league switched to 8-man football this year. Very exciting times for the Class D schools in the region. We start at North Huron. North Huron last year had a little bit of rough go, going 0-9. However, they had an extremely difficult schedule, and I believe about half their schedule played in Class C and half their schedule made it into the playoffs. We interviewed Coach Travis Fisher on the situation switching to 8-man football. He was a little reluctant at first, but now he's embracing it and moving forward.
Honestly, the position I played in high school is not on the field now. And it was tough for me to take, but, you know, I gave it an honest chance and looked into it, and it's still blocking and tackling. It's still effort. It's still work ethic. It's still everything I love about the game of football. And I'm real excited about us playing more of our level competition and having some fun out here.
North Huron did lose some key players last year to graduation. However, they were extremely young, starting 8 sophomores last year. Now they're juniors, and Coach Fisher takes us through what he's expecting from his players this year.
I think Brandon Moore is going to be outstanding on either side of the ball this year. I'm really looking for big, big things for him. I think the Strozewski brothers, Nick and Mike, are both excellent football players, and I think their future is very, very bright as well. And also, I started sophomore quarterback Kyle Case, who I believe we passed for 700 yards last year against some very tough competition. And for him being as young as he was, I was very, very impressed with how he worked out.
Now we head west on Kindy Road all the way into Caseville, where football is back in the city of Caseville. They haven't had a football team in about 20 to 25 years. They've been a predominant soccer school. They took a survey of all the students, and they wanted to play football instead. So back in February or early January, they decided to do some fundraising. They've raised over $20,000 for the program. They are working on a press box. The field goal posts are in. They have everything but lights, so they'll be playing during the day all their 9 games this year, or all their home games, I should say. We caught up with the head coach for the Caseville Eagles, and he's very excited. He's had some coaching experience before. He's on staff at Caseville Schools, and he took us through his situation. Here's Drew Lepick, the head coach of the Caseville Eagles.
Pretty even mixture of sophomores and freshmen and juniors and seniors. Since it's been so long since we played football, skill set-wise, we're probably all very close to freshmen, except for our one senior with experience, and that would be Tom Kennedy. A nice sized team, good athletes, work hard, practice is going well, but with a new squad like we are, our learning curve is very, very large.
It's time to take a quick break on the Coach's Corner on WIW Sports. A small recap, the best of the 6 coaches we were able to get a hold of in the preseason here. After the break, we have 2 squads to go, both in the GTC East. The Orange and Black schools and rivals, Harbor Beach and Ubley, right after this. Stick around.
There are people with book smarts, people with street smarts, and people who have both. They know what's in the book, and they know real life doesn't always follow the book. These are the people you want to treat your sports injury. Certified athletic trainer Stacy Cray at Narayan Physical Therapy is trained in sports-specific injuries, and she knows the games. Stacy knows the future physical demands on the injured area, and she has responded to on-field and on-court injuries at area school athletic events for the past 8 years. You have the right to choose, so make the smart choice. Take your doctor's assessment and treatment order to caring people who really know sports injuries. Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Acts.
Get your pregame snack and postgame pick-me-up at the newest hotspot for the high school sports world, Chiller's Grill of Bad Axe. They have everything you need from the four basic food groups, burgers, dogs, fries, and ice cream. With their selection, you'll be tweeting all night. Get the car and load up the gang, or use the team bus. Head to Bad Axe for a burger that actually tastes like a burger. Check out Chiller's value menu, a small chill burger, coney dog, chicken sandwich, medium drink, or small soft serve ice cream cone for only $1.49 each. Get a hot dog or small fry, just 99 cents. Drive through or dine in. Chill at Chiller's in the former Dairy Queen on M53 at the north end of Bad Axe. And save even more with Chiller's coupons on thumbnet.net.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, the Thursday edition, the day before high school football kicks off its season. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, on the Coach's Corner. We've been recapping the six coaches we've been able to get a hold of over the past 2 weeks. We have two to go. We begin with Ubley. Ubley coming off a stellar year on defense. They had a number of shutouts and made it all the way to the district finals in the playoffs. They had some key losses to graduation this past year, according to Dave Kaufman, the head coach for the Bearcats. Austin Drake, their quarterback, graduated, as well as Jason Kaufman. He was a tight end, but also was a fullback for them. And, of course, three-year starting tackle, Josh White. We caught up with Dave Kaufman. Here's what he had to say about this year.
This year at the quarterback spot, we'll have Nick Sweeney. So far, you know, he's looked really good. He's maybe a little bit faster than Austin. You know, he didn't have as much experience as he had had, but we're looking for big things out of him this year. We got Curtis Booms back at offensive end. He started there last year and played. He's one of the guys that had to step in when we had an injury at the linebacker spot that last four or five games and did really well for us. So we're expecting big things out of him. And Sky Grifka would have been the other one that got substantial playing time last year at tackle and guard.
The Ubley Bearcats ended up going 8-2 last season and looked to be yet another perennial power in the East. Now we shift our attention further east in the East to Harbor Beach. The Pirates are coming off a stellar season after an 11-1 campaign last year, losing to the eventual state champions at Saginaw Novelle in the regional finals. And here's the thing, they barely lost anyone. They lost their center and a few players on their line, but they still have the quarterback, Eli Kraft, in position. They have wide receiver Aaron Ginther. They have Sloan Klasky in the backfield, and they're just loaded all over the place. We met up with Troy Schelke. Here's what he had to say.
Another person would be Avery Wayner, who's a tight end, good receiver for us. Eli Kraft, obviously our quarterback, sophomore quarterback last year. He'll be a junior this year, good runner, good thrower. He's gotten bigger and stronger and improved. Sloan Klasky, another obvious person coming back, fullback, a linebacker, has really worked hard to get even stronger and faster. We have guys like Travis Essemaker and Aaron Ginther, who are receivers slash running backs and defensive back types. So we have a good nucleus of skilled guys coming back, and I think we have some guys that are coming up from JV that can help us too.
That's going to wrap up today's Best of Coach's Corner on WIW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. Hope you enjoyed it today. We recapped all six coaches that we met up with over the past 2 weeks in our preseason show here. Tomorrow, we're in for a treat. I'm going to make an utter fool of myself with a whole bunch of predictions, going to put my Rush Limbaugh pants on and say, this is how it's going to be, or at least to my best of abilities. Plus, I can't believe I just compared myself to Rush Limbaugh. Anywho, so you'll want to stick in tomorrow for the Coach's Corner, the final edition, which is more of a prediction, and we're going to be looking at the first and second weeks of the season. It's right here, folks. It's hard to believe that high school football is back. But I will say the past few weeks have kind of had a little bit of a fall crisp in the air. So be sure to check back tomorrow for the Coach's Corner. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. Tomorrow, football begins.
Coach's Corner has been brought to you by McDonald Food and Family Center in the Northgate Shopping Center, Bad Axe, by Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Axe and Carroll, by Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, the minivan capital of the Thumb, and by Chiller's Grill of Bad Axe, the new hotspot of the high school sports world.